Number 53 from June 2006, Handling Anger. I attended a funeral service recently, and there were two children in attendance with their mother in front of me. The little boy said to the girl, "I'm mad at you." The mother shushed them up by telling the boy, "Don't talk like that. You're in church." I'm sure that this young mother was just trying to make sure that this anger didn't escalate and become embarrassing for her and everyone else, but it did start me thinking about what the church's message is to people about anger. My grandmother told me pretty much the same thing when I was irritated with my sister. I recall on our way to church one Sunday, she said, "You're going to church now. You shouldn't be mad." Is that the expectation of the Christian church, that anger is one emotion that you shouldn't have if you are a Christian? If it is, then we have certainly missed the boat. All emotions, including anger, are all right. All feelings are valid. What is destructive and sinful is not that we have these emotions, but what we do about them and how we handle them. To be angry at someone is fine, but to be angry and punch them in the nose is not okay. To be irritated at someone is fine, but to be irritated and ignore them is not okay. There are several ways to deal with anger, some healthy and some not. We can have active anger, passive anger, and sideways anger. Active anger is always sick if dealt with by yelling, cursing, or being violent. Active anger can be healthy if you confront the person with whom you are angry and tell them you are angry and why you are angry. One of two things will then happen. Either the person will say they don't care, or they will try to work things out with you. Either way, you took care of the issue, and the ball is now in their court. Passive anger is when you don't say something or don't do something with another person to punish them. Have any of you ever had the silent treatment from your spouse? If you have, you know what passive anger is all about. Withholding affection is another way to be passively angry. Not coming to church and punishing others with our absence would be another example. Sideways anger is usually done through sneaky methods such as sarcasm or gossip. Sarcasm is couched in terms of humor, but has a barb on it that hurts. If confronted with sarcasm, the person can always say, "Just kidding." Gossip is another chicken way to get even with a person. We simply run them down till we feel better. Sideways anger is always a way to disown your own feelings of anger and not risk dealing with it. The Christian church is no place to dodge anger or pretend that it doesn't happen. The sparks fly even in the best of families, so why not the family of the church? Deal with it immediately and appropriately, and then let it go.